Okay, so we're on the deck, and you're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick, I'm sure you've been following the news over the last week or so. What's been going on down in Houston and the Houston area and Texas and Louisiana. Awful flooding from Hurricane Harvey. And, you know, we hope that people are paying attention to that and helping out where they can. And we wanted to call a guy who's, you know, part of the Rock in the Suburbs family.
Absolutely part of the family.
Yeah.
He's been with us for a long time.
That's right. Mike Wagner in Houston, Texas. And we want to see how he's doing. And just to let you guys know how important Mike is to the family here on the podcast, is he is a loyal listener, but also he supplied us with some music that we play from time to time, sort of like in the background. You'll hear sometimes when we do our little mid-show promos, there's some music there that came from Mike. So we really appreciate that. And we want to see how he's doing. So we have him here on the phone. Mike, how are things for you in the Houston area?
Our family's doing good. One of the best things about this, one of the fortunate things about the storm is the number of fatalities, although any loss of life is small, is hard. The number of fatalities is relatively small given the massive damage and problems throughout the city. So, and people are helping people, and you know, we're basically everything for a lot of folks is one day at a time right now. And like I was telling you, we have our home. We were close. We were about 6 feet. The water was about 6 feet from our house.
Wow. Yeah.
And our neighborhood is, there's probably, I think I could walk 15 minutes and pass 100 homes that are flooded.
So, man, that's crazy.
That took on water.
So. And you know, Jim, I think people tend to forget or maybe don't even realize how big of a city Houston is. Houston is one of the biggest cities in the United States. I mean, it's large in geography, right, Mike? And also in population. I mean, it's a massive place. It's not just some, you know, small city somewhere in Texas that you think of. I mean, it's really a massive metropolis.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's hard to impress upon folks how big it is. I mean, the actual hurricane never came to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you look at it, it hit at Corpus, which is roughly, I'm going to say 150 miles west southwest of Houston. And there was damage to all the way over to Beaumont, which is 90 miles the other side of Houston. So it's huge. It's hard to describe. And I've never seen anything like the rain that we experienced. It was like, we get storms here and you get used to it. You're like, okay, it rains. People flood every once in a while. This is a magnitude different. I read that there's 30 to 40,000 homes that they said were destroyed. I'm going to assume that meant took on water. I mean, best case, it took on water. So if you figure three or four people per home, you know, that's 100,000 people displaced, you know, that's so.
And what was it like for you as the storm was approaching? What was going on then?
Friday, you know, when it came ashore, I was watching it really, really closely. And, you know, I saw it was going to Corpus. And I was like, okay, we'll get some rain. It'll be, you know. But then, and then Saturday was fine. And then Saturday night and Sunday were unreal. I mean, folks can kind of Google it and see. There's some, you know, some shots that sort of, you know, the way they speed through it and show how fast things rose. And it was just shocking. I mean, the amount of rain. The one statistic that I think that's pretty accurate, that this gives a good picture, is we get 50 inches of rain a year. I think we got 50 inches of rain in basically a weekend.
Unbelievable.
Right.
So, I mean, so.
That's, no, but what was it, like, what was the scene like in your neighborhood, you know, as sort of you're watching the news and you're seeing this come? Because I know from experience, you know, I have family in Florida and places like that. There's always this feeling of like, should we go? Should we stay? Mm-hmm. Is it really going to be that bad? You know, what is the evacuation going to be like? How bad is that going to be with all these people on the roads? Mm-hmm. You know, what is like sort of your thought process as this is as you see this coming toward you?
Well, that was for us, since we live close to the reservoir, that ended up topping off of the first time in history. And it's been there since the 30s and 40s or something like that, and which is unbelievable to me to this day. we were getting really, really frightened, literally frightened. And my kids were like, let's get out. And so we left. They issued an involuntary evacuation for us. Mm-hmm. Some people in our neighborhood stayed. We left. We didn't want to stay. So.
And where did you go?
We went to, I had a friend who lives about 5 miles up the road. I knew him a long time. And so we stayed at his house for a day. And then we went, then we had some friends who, they had a little bit bigger house, and that was, his house was smaller, and we went to my friend's house, stayed there for 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
And we finally got into our home on Saturday.
Okay. Okay. And how big is your family?
I have two daughters. I think they're roughly your age, your children's age. My oldest is 17. My youngest is 14.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pretty close. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And everybody's doing okay.
Everybody's great. Okay. Everybody's great. So we're in good shape.
Mike, I don't know about you, but in times of stress and trouble, I listen to music.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I often turn to John Fahey and Van Morrison. Those are the two guys that I listen to like calm me down. What about you, Mike? Did you find time to listen to any music? Did it help? Or
it was kind of weird. I thought about it a lot. Yeah. You know, I thought about it. It makes you think about priorities and things. Mm-hmm. It's weird. And I didn't really have time to listen to anything.
Yeah, I can understand.
We were just sort of going from situation to situation. But I thought about, you know, like when we did get to my friend's house the first day that the sun came out, we played Here Comes the Sun.
Nice.
Here comes the sun.
So there was that, and the Beatles are always my favorite. So everybody's like, "Oh, you should play some Beatles music; you'll feel better."
You know? Yeah. Like, never rain again.
It's funny you mentioned that. I thought it's like that's always been one of my favorite Beatles songs, and I was like, it will never be the same.
Oh, right? Wow. Yeah, that's tough, man.
And but I know what you mean. For some reason, I thought about I always liked that. In my mind, I had music rolling all the time, and the Beck album that came out, Morning Phase, a couple mm-hmm. years ago, that one was just because it's got that really, especially the opening song, Morning Phase, was going through my mind a lot. So
interesting.
I don't know why. You know, you don't know why something at a certain period of time is like,
yeah,
you know,
you don't know why. I think
I think the opening line is, "I woke up this morning, and I don't remember the next." It's just like, it just hit me. And I was like, I kept thinking about that over and over again for some reason. And I don't know why. Somehow it gets associated with it.
Yeah, very interesting.
Woke up this morning.
Mike, you play in a band called Total Strangers.
Right. I mean, we're not really functioning anymore because you know how it is when you got kids and,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like, okay, we can do things, but you're right. That's right.
And what do you play in the band?
I play guitar and I write most of the songs.
Okay. Were you able to bring a guitar with you? Did that help at all?
I I did. I when we got to my friend's house and we had the kids, we made a reconnaissance run back to get any remaining food because we evacuated very quickly. We made a run back to get the food that we had because we sort of threw everything we could in our first run just to get out of there. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday morning, it there was a lull in the storm and I ran back and I got all my guitars that I brought them with me. So, and then when we came up here to Conroe, I'm like, because the other hurricane is in, I think it's in the Atlantic right now. I brought them all up here with me to hear. It's like, so they're safer. So I was like, so yeah, to go back to Patrick's question about music, I wanted to salvage my guitars. So
that's very important.
Yeah, and I don't mean to trivialize
no,
this
certainly
at
not.
All, but I think
no, but it was like. I have to tell you, when I was thinking that there's a real possibility that our house may have been real serious damage mm-hmm. to it, knowing that obviously your family comes first and you're like, okay, that's all first. But knowing that I had at least got my guitars out, and not because they're not like the greatest guitars in the world, but they're your guitars. Yeah. And anybody who plays knows how important your specific instrument is to you.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Or you wrote a song with that guitar and that song only sounds right on that guitar or whatever it is. Right. It's something, it means the sentimental value is so huge that it was absolutely a comfort to me to know that, okay, we may have to start all over again. You know, it's my daughter's senior year of high school and thinking like, oh, this is going to be her last year at home. That's like, that's,
yeah,
I didn't, you know, it's like, but you know, you absolutely having the instrument safe and part, and they're part of you. I mean, some of them have for 20, 30, 40 years, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. I was going to say, so while you're at other people's house, and you're just sort of waiting till you can go back to your house. And then finally you do, you said just a couple of days ago, you were basically able to go back to your house and assess things, right?
Right.
So what was that like? What was that feeling like?
I'll be really honest. There was more than a few tears shed. It is bizarre. I mean, we couldn't get to it because the day we found out we didn't have water, we couldn't get to it because we didn't have waiters. You know, we Wow. didn't have proper. It's dangerous to walk in that stuff, and we decided not to. But we saw a guy who lived 3 or 4 houses down from us, and he had sort of the proper equipment. And he said, I don't think you guys have water. You know, it got up close, but it, you know, and he walked down there and he called. As we were driving home after we met him to go back to my friend's house, he texted my wife. He actually called my wife and said, you don't have any water. And I pulled over. I was like, okay, this is great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really, really thought, like I said, I really, really thought we were going to take on a lot. So. Because the water was coming from, I didn't know how much the water was coming up from the reservoir. Somebody had, one of the meteorologists from the flood control area had tweeted a photo of a CVS that's down the street from us. And that's when I was like, and it was like, it was underwater.
Yeah.
And wow. I mean, I was on Google and I was like, you know, it tells you how, it'll give you the legend and look at how many feet it is. Like,
yeah.
Okay, how many feet is it? I mean, that's literally what I was doing, just trying wow. to figure out how many feet we were and like, okay. And I kind of knew, I mean, it's amazing how fast you learn something about flood control, you know?
So, yeah, totally. So. Incredible.
And, anyway. But then this goes beyond just you. I mean, you live in the community, you have, you know, friends, neighbors, other family, perhaps mm-hmm. things like that,
mm-hmm.
Co-workers, yeah. You know, how is it for other people, you know?
It's really rough. We, like, obviously, since we were so close, there was there's a lot of people in our neighborhood who weren't so lucky. It's a nice neighborhood, but I mean, it's a middle class neighborhood, and this is, I mean, and it's sad because a lot of people don't have flood insurance.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you've probably seen that in the news and stuff, and it's heartbreaking. I mean, we saw a neighbor. We were that one of the days the first day we got to the house, we were walking out and I saw another neighbor, and she was walking back, and you know, she had her waders on, and we're like, "Did you take on water?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm like 5 to 6 inches." And my wife was like, "You have fun in church?" She looks up at us and goes, "Of course not." Mm. And you just feel horrible. And I could probably walk 15 minutes from my house and pass at least 100 homes that took on water.
Incredible.
And that's, you know, and it's probably worse than that. Our really, really good friends, they took on 2 to 3 feet of water.
Jeez.
And so we actually stayed at our house Saturday night, and we're at my wife's parents in Conroe, which is about 30, 40 miles north of Houston. They're staying in our house the next couple of days so they can get their things. They can try to figure out what their next move is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's hard. It is hard for a lot of people, and I think what adds to the hardness, to the difficulty, is it's not just them.
Yeah.
There's, like I said, there's 30 to 40,000 homes
right.
that have problems. And so the line to get your house fixed is going to be long.
Yeah. It's not going to be a quick recovery.
It's going to be really, really long term. And it's going to be really, really hard for a long time. And, mm-hmm. you know, and you just kind of like, you know, you're going to try to help people the best you can.
Mike, you mentioned helping people, and you were kicking around an idea that sort of related to musicians and people. And
right.
Talk a little bit about what you were thinking with that.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. A lot of us listen to use Spotify or Apple Music or whatever it's called. Whatever it is to listen to new music, right, these days.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of listening to whatever you normally listen to, or like me listening to the Beatles for the 400 millionth time, you know, maybe find a Houston band that at least the emotional support of listening to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, musicians check, well, how many streams did I get today? Oh, I got three more. Yay. Yeah.
Totally.
It's like, oh, three people out there love me. If we can get some, if we can get something behind it and get quite, it doesn't take a lot if everybody listens. If you get 25,000 people and listen to an album, that's 250,000 streams. And that's, gets you close to $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, believe me, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but for a musician or whoever who's struggling, it's going to be a lot over the next several months, you know? So,
yeah, totally. And I think, you know, places where they might normally play or people that might normally come see them are not going to be able to do that, whether that's for financial
right.
reasons or physical reasons. Right. So it's, yeah.
Yeah. The logistics are going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Their livelihood. Completely uprooted.
And, you know, and some bands, like, I'll just say our album, don't buy it. If you want to make a donation, I meant to say this too. If anybody wants to make a donation to a local charity, my daughter actually has done a lot of work at the Houston Food Bank.
Great.
Great.
So, So that would be a good local charity.
Okay.
They do good work, and I'm sure they're going to be counted on tremendously as people are struggling to.
Oh yeah.
And some people, it's like their home may be fine, but where they work is not there anymore. Yeah. You know, that there's that to consider as well. So don't buy it. Don't buy our stuff. But if you can stream our stuff, and we can get a critical mass going. Me personally, I'm going to try to help the people in our neighborhood. It's just an idea I had, and hopefully I can get it going, you know.
You sound like you're bearing up really well under very difficult circumstances, and that's not easy to do, man.
Fooled you.
At least on air.
Wow.
No. Honestly, I'm good. Honestly, we're in good shape. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
No. And I just wanted to get that out there because that's in my mind as I listen to you talk. I think I would be a mess.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I could come on a podcast. I would be weeping.
You mean more of a mess.
That's right. which is really hard to imagine. Anybody knows me.
Well, there's a thing here that happens, I think, to people. And it's part of the sort of the human spirit that at some point, you know, just you kind of kick into survival mode,
yeah.
Right? These
yeah.
are the things we got to do, and we're going to make it through this, right?
That's right.
And so
yeah.
That's good to hear. Okay, well, yep. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for sharing all
for
this,
your time.
Mike. Yeah,
thank you guys.
A lot, I think, to everybody.
Mike Wagner, and please stream the band Total Strangers.
Absolutely.
And as he promised, he's going to help out people with whatever money's collected there.
We're going to try to get playlists. I'm going to try to arrange playlists with people, with other local bands.
Oh, great.
I just
idea.
Haven't been able to get to it yet.
Great idea.
I've been in contact with the Houston Press here, and they've contacted me, and we're going to have a call tomorrow. So hopefully, knock wood, I'll be able to get back with you, and you can, find, some local bands here you like, and you can help them out. That would
All
be
right.
great.
Absolutely.
Please let us know about mm-hmm. that. Okay.
Will do.
Okay, and we'll leave you now. We'll play a little bit of Mike's band, Total Strangers. Mike, what song maybe should we play?
I think the best one to be would be, there's a song called Unclaimed. It's a quieter song. It's an acoustic song. But many years ago, a couple years ago when I made the video for it, my daughter's actually in it, and we shot most of the video around the reservoir that is flooded over. And I think almost every shot, the first part is in and around the reservoir, and the second part is in downtown Houston. I think almost every shot in that video is underwater, or was, or is underwater.
Wow.
Some of it still is and will be for months. So.
Okay. All right.
So that's probably the best one.
All right. Take care. Hang in there, man.
Okay, guys.
Stay in touch.
I thank you very much for reaching out to me. It means a lot to me, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate all your support, man. Hang in there.
All right.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm so sorry, no one's gone. All the memories have been sailed. All the colors start to fade. Don't you know why they made heaven? Send the ones that went away.
Okay, we're out.
Beautiful.
Okay. Was that okay?
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Very good. So thanks
really?
Very much. I'll take care of that.
I always feel like I'm being a total dumbass. That's why I don't call the party line, because I'll be like,
yeah, you'll get
like
out.
Like if Echo Park Jimmy fast. Does it, like he's awesome. Like I can't compete with that.
Yeah. Well.